Molly, we are so excited about this. The Wiggles have released a new album that new and old can enjoy.
Yeah, this is so true.
It's called Rewiggled, a very special double album that has covers from Australian artists doing Wiggles songs. And Australian artists as covered by the Wiggles. They're also going on tour. There's so much to cover. And we welcome Lockie Wiggle to the show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we are very, very good. You've got two Wiggle fans here. I'm a Wiggle fan from way back, and Craig's gone through his second cycle now.
Oh, yes.
Obviously with himself, but then now with his young kids as well.
That's so lovely. Yeah, it's a really massive time for the Wiggles, and I think there's no better time to see that than right now. We just had a OG show in Melbourne on the weekend. There was 11,000 people there.
Wow.
Ever heard a crowd just so in love with what was happening. And, you know, as soon as the original songs start, which, you would remember as soon as they start, and something weird happens and you kind of remember the dance moves as well from dancing them like 20 years ago. And I think that's what's so special about this album in particular, is it kind of, it gives Aussie artists a chance to do their take on Wiggle songs as well as us doing them as, you know, other songs as well.
It's just so cool, isn't it?
Like, it really is.
I know we're not meant to talk about other radio stations, but I never in my life thought that we would see the Wiggles winning the Hottest 100. Like, that's so cool.
It is so cool and bizarre all at once. We were so happy and so thankful for everyone who voted, and that's kind of where it started. Elephant kind of took off, and then, yeah, there's such great versions on there. You know, Simon's doing a version of Bohemian Rhapsody, which is quite intense and incredible. And Anto actually gets a chance to sing.
Every now and again.
pub feed, which is great too. But yeah, it's kind of a special project.
Let's actually have a little listen to some of the songs you've covered. Just stuff like Molly and I really enjoy at the moment, Lime Cordial with Idris Elba. Then, of course, you mentioned Queen. Which totally suits Simon's voice. And then, yeah, things like Fatboy Slim. So amazing to go through all these on the album. In terms of when you go to record it, is there a little bit of infighting as to who gets to sing lead on this, or is it more collaborative?
Oh, very much collaborative. And again, all run from, you know, by Anthony. That's one of Anthony's great strengths. It's kind of a tricky thing to do. You want to do it really well, but you also kind of want to try to capture that wiggly magic. And I think we kind of did that in Elephant, and that is as well as on this album too. So it's so much fun.
Can you talk to us about this tour and the difference between the two crowds, like having to switch up between, okay, here I am, it's Lockie Wiggle, and then it's Lockie Wiggle After Dark?
Well, what's crazy is we get, because we've normally got two or three big fruit salad shows, and then, of course, we're using the same venue. Then we've got a limited window to get the sound check and everything done for the, you know, the original guys, mm-hmm. and whoever's supporting them. We've got some fantastic support acts all around the country, a lot of them from the Rewiggled album. So it's kind of this mad rush to get everything sounding great. But what's so special, what so many people have commented on, is that it's literally like seeing the original Wiggles like you would have. obviously, there's an amazing adult vibe, and you know, people are enjoying a drink and having fun. But it's like seeing them 20 years ago, and we've said it a bit. Like, where else would you kind of get that anywhere in the world? It's kind of this really special moment in time where a kids group is performing to a group of adults doing what they did 20 years ago. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, speaking of which, like, I don't remember the concert. I've got photos of me there, but it was literally a hall back in the day. I was at a hall that I saw my first Wiggles concert when I must have been five, and now I'm like, I have to get along to the Adelaide Entertainment Centre to go and see them in May. And yeah, it'll be completely different. Is it different backstage? I mean, you got the boys from DZ Death Rays and Polish Club. Like, is it different riders? What's going on backstage?
No, look, of course, it's just a nice drink to the end, but the ride is exactly the same. But the guys haven't changed at all. We've still got literally got fruit salad and a really healthy dinner for them before they go on, which is really nice. But no, the Polish Club did an incredible version of Apples and Bananas, which is also they made a clip, which is unreal. They're so fun, and they've done a few supports in the crowd. It's a kind of the perfect start before the OGs come on. So
you've got a background in performing arts, I hear, and I'm wondering, is this something you ever imagined like your life was going to become?
Not at all. I think I worked for the Wiggles for about 4.5 years before I really even met the original Wiggles properly. Kind of never thought, number one, they would, and then number two, that they passed the skivvy on. And, mm-hmm. and now that's almost, I think it's almost 10 years that we've been in the skivvies now, and the originals have come back. It's kind of, but it, as a performer, it's kind of it's a dream job.
Yeah.
And something's pretty special about performing for children and their families. And thankfully, we can now do that again after COVID.
Do you feel a bit of pressure in a way to be Lockie Wiggle all the time? Because obviously kids look up to you so much, and let's say they see you at the shops or whatever and you're having a bad day. Does that come into play a lot?
I think we all pride ourselves on kind of living that lifestyle outside. And I think, you know, having kids hasn't changed that. I've always mm-hmm. been respectful. You have to be the most respectful of the brand and how special it is to put on the skivvy, but it kind of just goes with normal life, really, and how I choose to live my life here.
Well, we really appreciate your time this morning, Lockie. Go give him a suss on Instagram, but specifically stream by support Rewiggled, the double album. Get it to number one on the album charts if you can. And definitely check out the 2022 tour, whether it's for young or old. It's going to be with us at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre on the 7th of May. It's a Saturday, so you can go during the day with your kids, and at night, pop them off to the grandparents and you can have the night out with the OGs. Tickets on sale now from thewiggles.com. Lockie Wiggle, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you to both of you. Really nice to talk to you.